G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
On SEN, welcome to the TAC Unity Cup Show with Sam Hargraves and Courtney Dempsey.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning to you and welcome to a special one-hour program on a Sunday morning where we celebrate and find out a bit more about the TAC Unity Cup, celebrating Victoria's rich cultural diversity. Sam Hargraves here, really looking forward to spending an hour with our guest to talk about a program that is doing such good things in the community at the moment. And this TAC Unity Cup goes all the way back to 2008, so plenty to talk about, plenty to learn about. And the man to do it with us, he's now an Indigenous and cultural multicultural ambassador for the AFL. 133 games for the Bombers, 35 goals, pick 19 in the 2009 draft, all thanks to TAC, proudly supporting the Unity Cup, bringing the multicultural communities together through the vehicle of Australian football. Courtney Dempsey, hello, mate.
Yeah, mate. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. So this is a really big day today. From 9 a.m. out at Bundoora, La Trobe University, the TAC Unity Cup. This is all about celebrating Victoria's rich cultural diversity. Tell us a bit more about the TAC Unity Cup. What are we going to be seeing today?
Yeah, absolutely. Massive day today. Obviously, coming back from 2 years without our footy at all, to continually have this TAC Unity Cup going is a credit to, obviously, TAC, who has proudly been sponsoring us from day dot and, as you mentioned, from 08. And it is awesome to see that there is a number of still a massive number of participants that are willing to be involved. The Unity Cup today is going to be amazing. It's going to be massive. It's going to be enjoyable. And it's going to be awesome to see those communities that you mentioned all over Victoria come together and play our beautiful game.
So this is the 15th year. Of the TAC Unity Cup. So 2008, it started as an initiative between the Australian Federal Police, the AFL Multicultural Program, which you work for now, and the Essendon Footy Club, who you would have been playing for at the time. So it was a round robin footy challenge between four Muslim teams, a local community members team, and representatives from the AFP and Victoria Police. So at that time, it was about strengthening the ties with the police, the Muslim community, and other culturally and linguistically diverse communities. A mutual appreciation, Aussie Rules Footy, which, as you know, and if you've seen firsthand, Courtney, has been such a powerful tool to bring people together and unite people. It was a fantastic initiative then. What's it evolved to now? So what are we going to be seeing today?
No, look, I think the vehicle that we do AFL football is amazing to bring every culture together on one common ground. And, you know, our ability to make this grow from what it was four teams into over 40 teams and over 300 participants is a credit to the support that we've had from the TAC and the AFP, that continuous support that we could potentially grow even bigger after today. It just brings so much to the community, brings so much pride to the game as well, and it's just something that everyone looks forward to and enjoys.
So the day itself, we've got a whole range of different teams. What's the format of the day? How many teams? What are we going to be seeing?
Yeah, so the game that we're playing today, obviously, is just a nine-a-side, no contact. So because what we're going to obviously see today is a lot of players that don't know the game. There's a lot of players that are going to kick their first goal for in their life. There's going to be players that are going to take their first mark in their life. So we're going to see some achievements in little bits, and then we're going to see some major achievements in a sense of teams growing and hopefully potentially going into community football.
And so it's going to be like an AFL Nines format. So when the work that this program does, and also the L2P program that's funded by the TAC, managed by the Department of Transport, delivered through local councils at assisting learner drivers. That's a big part of what TAC do in supporting the Unity Cup. But for you guys at the AFL in the Indigenous and multicultural space, where have you been able to, so what goes into identifying people and teams and players to be part of this Unity Cup?
So we have, you know, a various of 8 hubs all around Victoria, even Geelong as well, that come through the school system that have a high range of multicultural students within that school. And the age group ranges from 13 to 17. And actually, we do have an opens competition as well for, I think, the first or second time this has happened throughout Unity Cup. So we try and target those highly multicultural communities within Melbourne and then try and get them involved from the schooling setting and then build them up through there.
The participants in this fantastic event, which is today out at La Trobe University, Bundoora. So if you're in the area or want to get to the area and support this fantastic program. So we're seeing people and participants from Sudan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Israel, Australian-born players from refugee families supporting their heritages. And over the last few years, you know, whether it be Adam Saad or Bashir Hooley from a Muslim point of view, or whether it be Mabior Chol, Majak Dor, Changuth Jiath at the Hawks from a Sudanese background. We're seeing the benefits
Absolutely.
At the highest level of programs like this. And this is sort of where it all starts.
Absolutely. This is where it all stems from. You know, we try and this is the same with all Australians within this sport. We start at a young age. So our ability to really grow the game within other communities and refugees from other countries is what we are looking at doing, looking at growing the sport, looking at growing the community out there. So for some place for them to come for a common and inclusive a place to be able to enjoy the sport, what better thing to do than to come to Unity Cup?
And so when the work goes in, and so this is an event, by the way, in 2008 there was 4 teams. Today there's over 80 teams and over 800 participants on the day, which just goes to show how wonderful a program this has been, how important the TAC Unity Cup has been. And then when you see at the very other end of it, the names and some of the players that I've just mentioned, but what are some of the hurdles that you guys have got to overcome and what's some of the work that goes in the schools and around the place to entice, you know, new Australians or people from diverse backgrounds to just give it a go?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, there's been a few hurdles, obviously, with a lot of the international families that come over. Their second language is English, so that's our probably one of our major barriers is our language and how we approach them and how do we bring our game across to them. So we've come up with particular application forms that show and change the writing, obviously the language on the form, so then they can understand what they are signing up to, they can understand the game. We also have a lot of multicultural diversity officers out there that support that as well and go out there and tend to reiterate our message across to them that so they can understand and they have a familiar face, a familiar person that they can relate to and come back to.
And Courtney, you're speaking to Courtney Dempsey from the AFL's Indigenous and Multicultural Program. We're talking about the TAC Unity Cup. It's today out at La Trobe University at Bundoora, starting at 9 o'clock, 5 p.m. The TAC proudly supporting the Unity Cup, by the way, bringing multicultural communities together through the vehicle of Australian football. What are some of the benefits that you've seen firsthand of the kids that are participating in days like this?
I think we talk about it all the time about benefits, and we always think about benefits of them coming, making it to the AFL. Our drive is there is making them involved with the game no matter how high they go. So we want them to be involved with community football. We want them to be able to have that confidence and travel to community football and continue their sports on with that within their community. Also, obviously, with TAC on board, they got that learner to pee program where a lot of the refugees don't have vehicles there to be able to get their hours up for their learners to get their pees.
Yeah, right.
And what happens is you get a ambassador type role of a person that helps you through that process, and then you're able to get your license. So there's several different programs within the Unity Cup, which has benefited a lot of communities out there. So you know we try and drive. We try and use our game as a vehicle to bring communities together and succeed, not just in the sport itself, but life.
We're talking about the TAC Unity Cup, a special one-hour program on a really important day as the AFL and the TAC do wonderful work in bringing people to our great game. We're going to hear more about this program and more about the day over the next hour that we chat with Courtney Dempsey. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the other side of this.
On SEN, you're listening to the TAC Unity Cup Show with Sam Hargraves and Courtney Dempsey.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to a special one-hour program this morning on your Sunday morning. The TAC Unity Cup is today celebrating Victoria's rich cultural diversity. The TAC proudly supporting the Unity Cup, bringing multicultural communities together through the vehicle of Australian football. The TAC Unity Cup, it's in its 15th year. It's been going since 2008. It's today, La Trobe University in Bundoora from 9 o'clock. This is an event that started out with four teams back in 2008, four Muslim teams playing against a team made up of the AFP and the Victorian Police. It was all about then strengthening ties with the police, Muslim and other cultural and linguistically diverse communities through Aussie rules, the great unifier that is our great Indigenous game. And it's grown now to be even bigger than that. AFL clubs are involved at certain levels. We've now got 800 kids or more that are going to be out there today. 80-odd teams that are going to be playing AFL 9s in a round robin from so many different backgrounds, whether it be Indigenous background, Sudanese, Afghani, Pakistani, Israeli, Australian-born players from refugee families who proudly are supporting and representing their heritages wherever they may be from. And Courtney Dempsey's with us from the AFL's Indigenous and Multicultural Program. Courtney, this is such a great day and such a fantastic program, proudly supported by the TAC, of course. The benefits of it are many. It provides just, whether it be the talent pathway programs, the leadership programs, personal development that are available, the new skills, the experience. But the TAC Cup, this is just a great way to make new friends. Obviously, there's the fitness aspect of it, the positive impacts, health, social well-being for participants. People are volunteering with this, so there's that benefit for those that are doing that, and we thank them for their volunteering. But I was starting to think about this in terms of what I can only imagine. I mean, for new Australians or for people that have come over from different countries and different backgrounds, the importance of just being able to relate and what football can do and a football in hand can do to a couple of kids who are looking at each other, could be a language barrier, could be any number of barriers, but it's such a barrier breaker is footy. I'm always grateful the fact that, you know, I grew up in Bendigo. I'm a white kid from Bendigo. So I'd go around the street. My dad always used to tell me whenever we moved house, I'd pick up a footy or a cricket bat and ball and go and knock on the doors of the new street we live in. Have you got any kids and do they want to come and have a kick? That's how I made friends when I was a kid. You grew up in Cairns. Was it similar for you? Was footy that thing that just no matter where you're from or where you came from, that footy was the great unifier?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, it is that barrier breaker.
Mm.
You know, no matter what sport you play, sport is a barrier breaker, and Melbourne is renowned for their sports. No matter what type of sport it is, we're renowned to play sports, and it brings people together. And AFL, being the biggest sport in Victoria, has done that for many, many years. So, you know, back at school, that's the thing I used to congregate to is people with a football, or if I had a football, people would congregate to me and look to kick the footy around or look to play a bit of footy, a bit of touch footy even up there, considering it's from Queensland. So, you know, it did bring everyone together. It brought common ground for everyone, and the ability to have that sense of belonging for everyone from various backgrounds is what we are trying to achieve and what we're trying to get out of this Unity Cup. The TAC Unity Cup is bringing everyone from various backgrounds together on a common ground.
And that idea is such a powerful idea. It's such a powerful notion that, and for these kids that this day is really all about, to rock up in a new country if they've come over to here, or even just being from a very different background and been born here and heading into a school, this program, putting a ball in the hand for the first time, it is a way that you make friends. The word assimilate can sometimes be quite a jarring word, but what footy can give is a sense of belonging.
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned before, that sense of belonging, you know, you're coming in, even if you are not from, you're from a different school going into a brand new school, you look around and you see someone with the same jersey that you support, you know, like you go into a football club, a school, and you find a person wearing a Hawthorn jersey or a person wearing an Essendon jersey, and you just gravitate to them because you're on common ground already, because you support that team. You tend to make friends easily with that, and that's, as I said before, is the driver of connection through communities. And it's beautiful to see that connection grow bigger and bigger, and you know, you see the smiles on the kids when someone talks about a particular team and they go for the same team and they conversate about the same team. They're two different ethnic groups, but their connection because of the football team, because of the football and the sport itself, is just genuine. You find that's what you're looking for. That's the proud moments that you tend to find.
And for any kid, the idea of being included in something is such a powerful one for every kid, no matter what the background. To feel like you belong, to feel like you're a part of it, to be asked to come and have a kick, is, you know, one of the, I mean, you remember when you were a kid and someone said, do you want to come and have a kick? That was a beautiful feeling.
Yeah, it was awesome. I said it before, like the kids, you see the smiles on the kids, you see the excitement in their eyes. Like you can just see it happening, and the gel of the whole communities coming together on the common ground of football. It's just beautiful.
Courtney Dempsey with us this morning. We're spending an hour talking about the TAC Unity Cup. TAC Unity Cup celebrating Victoria's rich cultural diversity. It's a big day today at La Trobe University in Bundoora, 9 to 5. Over 800 kids are going to be out there playing AFL 9s, about 80 different teams from a multitude of different and diverse cultural backgrounds. We've got AFL clubs involvement. We think that the Richmond, who've got their Indigenous school centre team, and Essendon have been involved since day one. I think there's about 10 clubs involved in different forms and in a variety of different ways, which is fantastic. And on the other side of this, though, Courtney Dempsey with us, former Bomber, now AFL Multicultural and Indigenous Ambassador. What are you guys hearing and seeing and being told from some of the ethnic communities that there have been the benefits of the TAC Unity Cup with these kids?
Yeah, look, as you mentioned, there's various groups of communities out there that are involved. But I've heard many groups that have continued on and have had growth in their sporting clubs in their own regions, and you know, to continue to see that growth is probably what we're trying to look for. We're trying to get our ability to grow sports, AFL football in particular, within all the communities that are around Victoria.
The L2P program thanks to the TAC, community-based volunteer program, it assists Victorian learner drivers aged 16 to 21 and sometimes up to 23 who don't have the access to a supervising driver or vehicle gain that 120 hours driving experience required to apply for a probationary licence. So this is something that will be promoted really heavily. And importantly, across today, since 2008, the program's given over 15,000 young learner drivers access to free supervised driving experience, clocking up 757 driving hours and supporting close to 7,474 participants to obtain their probationary licence. So it's a partnership between local councils, community organisations, Department of Transport and Transport Accident Commission. If you want more info on that, visit vicroads.vic.gov.au /TACL2. That's the numeral 2P. So /TACL2P. And TAC have been a partner of AFL Victoria for over 30 years. So that's commitment to this program and to the game as well. Wonderful to have the TAC involved.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome to have them from get-go all the way through to now, and also seeing growth in it as well. You know, starting from four teams, as you mentioned earlier on, to over 80 teams, you know, it shows that this is a program that is benefiting the community out there.
We're celebrating the TAC Unity Cup this morning on SEN. Sam Hargraves, Courtney Dempsey with you. Back after this.
On SEN, you're listening to the TAC Unity Cup Show with Sam Hargraves and Courtney Dempsey.
Welcome back to our 1 hour special on a Sunday morning on SEN. We're celebrating and finding out more about the TAC Unity Cup today. La Trobe University from 9 a.m. I should say, till 5 p.m. We've got over 800 kids, 80 teams in a round robin AFL nines format, and this is all about celebrating Victoria's rich cultural diversity, the TAC Unity Cup. The TAC has been the major sponsor since 2018. They've been involved with AFL Victoria for 30 years, and they're proud to support the Unity Cup, bringing multicultural communities together through the vehicle of Australian football. Courtney Dempsey's with me, former Bomber, who's now an ambassador, an Indigenous and multicultural ambassador for the AFL, who are the big driving force behind this. It's phenomenal that this is an event that's been going since 2008, and now in 2022, it's gone from four teams to 80 teams, all about kids, all about getting kids from different multicultural and ethnic backgrounds involved in AFL footy. Couldn't be anything more wholesome and just crucial in that space than a program like this. Courtney, just tell us about some of the work that the Indigenous and multicultural program that the AFL run. What some of the work that you guys are doing and you specifically?
Yeah, look, there's obviously several programs that we are running within AFL Victoria, and fine example is the TAC Unity Cup, trying to bring people together from different backgrounds that don't know the game, want to understand the game, and obviously bringing people together on one common ground. There are several other ones. We do the Next Generation Academies, which are obviously intertwined with the AFL clubs within Victoria.
Haven't they been an out-and-out success already?
Absolutely.
You know, whether it be Jamari Eagle-Hagan at the Western Bulldogs, and his name just escapes me at the moment. There's a player that Hawthorn took in last year's draft from a Chinese background.
Yep.
So these programs already just showing And I would imagine that the important, it's not just, and we might look at the other end of it where you say, oh, look at the players that have been drafted from it, but these programs do so much more than just football.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what the program is built around, is building community and I suppose better people, and to develop that within this young group or this younger generation is probably what our drive is behind it. You know, obviously you get those gems in Jamara Ugle and come out of those programs such as the Kickstart program, which he came from as well, and the NGA. It just brings more players closer together and develops their skills even better.
How important with these programs is the concept, if you can see it, you can be it?
Yeah, I think given that we try and give that opportunity to everyone and anyone, because we don't want to leave anyone behind. We want them to enjoy the game. We want them to be successful in any way means necessary, whether it is playing footy. There's programs out there that we are running where it involves coaching, it involves umpiring, their ability to be involved with the game, but not just as a player. We look at it as being involved in the game as a volunteer at their local football club, as a umpire at their local football club or local competition, or as a coach. You know, of a junior club or of their community clubs out there. So we bring those sort of ideas into many communities, because a lot of the time, a lot of communities just see the players and that's it. They don't really notice anything else other than the playing players. So we're trying to bring that out into the community.
For people like me, as I said, grew up in country Victoria, it was just a fait accompli that you played footy in the winter and cricket in the summer and you just rock up and found a team. It's not that easy, whether it be for some kids from an Indigenous background or from different multicultural ethnic backgrounds. It's not just as simple, is it, as just rock up and get involved. There are some hurdles to that. There are some obstacles to that, and that's what your programs are looking to eradicate. And opening those doors, showing the way through them.
Yeah, that's right. And it also is teaching the community and local clubs about making their club an inclusive, safe, culturally inclusive club, so that people can feel comfortable coming to their football club.
Things to be aware of, things to understand.
How to understand other groups, other communities within Melbourne and all within Victoria.
And those clubs, the feedback you'd get from clubs who have really embraced this and realised that, well, hang on, in our neighbourhood or in our area, we've got a growing, let's say, South Sudanese or Sudanese community. How are these clubs finding that opening the door and bringing in those groups of people has enriched their clubs?
Yeah, it you can see it. You can see it in the participation growth, you know, the growth in the participation within their football clubs and how well they have adapted to making it a culturally inclusive, culturally safe football club for those particular ethnic groups. You'll tend to find a lot of people start to come there from various backgrounds, not just the one that you're targeting because of the community that you're in. So I get a lot of emails in regards of how I support them, and it's just about supporting and understanding where the ethnic groups and how to communicate with them.
And I'd imagine the return benefits are so many, but when you are able to learn about, you know, a different place, a different group of people, their experience, and then how that enriches your experience and vice versa, that's a pretty beautiful thing. I can't watch the ad. My missus laughs all the time when it comes on because she knows that I'm going to get emotional. But the Google ad where the immigrant family, the father and his daughter wants to play footy. She walks past the footy ground, sees kids playing footy. He goes home and Googles local footy club or how to kick a footy. They teach each other how to kick, and then she goes and plays for a team. He's on the barbie by the end of it, cooking the barbecue. She kicks her first goal. It brings a tear to my eye every time I see that ad. And it makes me think of the work that you guys are doing in the Indigenous multicultural space. That ad essentially, I know it's only a 30-second commercial, but it is essentially what it is all about and shows what football can do to change everybody's lives and to enrich everybody's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that ad as well. Yeah. I'd see it vividly as you were describing it, and it is a beautiful ad to show that how not only from a community football club perspective, but also a perspective of the family, how they can still stay involved, like the father joining in and helping out with the food, cooking the sausage sizzle,
which is what you were talking about.
Which is what I've been talking about is trying to enrich the club with culture from various backgrounds so that people can feel comfortable coming to the football game and watch their kids play and be involved with the football club and in any way means necessary.
And the other great thing it shows too is what footy clubs are, and that is oftentimes the heartbeat of a local community, whether it be a country town. I played 9 years of footy up at Elmore, which is a population of about 500 people, three pubs, 500 people roughly, farming community, great people, and the footy club was the nucleus of the town in a lot of ways. The social calendar was pretty much dictated, not always, but around the footy club calendar as well. It brought the community together. The footy club events were the town and the people living, that was their social event. So the footy club ball just wasn't a footy club ball. It was a town ball. And that was, I cherished that time, and you were grateful to be brought in and embraced and included in that community. And I was just from Bendigo, which is 40 minutes down the road. So you can only imagine what that feeling is if you're someone from thousands of kilometres away in another part of the world who comes over, get embraced by their local suburb or footy club, what that would mean to them. And that's what days like this, the TAC Unity Cup, are all about. And that can end up being the byproduct of it. When you've got footy and when you can be involved in footy, you've got another family, you've got another community, you've got a place to belong.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. And as I said earlier, it's a place of belonging. You feel like you're accepted. You feel on common ground. You come together and all you do is talk footy, and you're excited about it. And it brings the best out of everyone.
Courtney Dempsey with us, 1 hour show this morning, celebrating the TAC Unity Cup today at La Trobe University, Bundoora, 9 o'clock. It starts. What a day this is going to be. Proudly supported by the TAC, bringing multicultural communities together through the vehicle of Australian football. Back after this.
On SEN, you're listening to the TAC Unity Cup show with Sam Hargraves and Courtney Dempsey.
Welcome back to our TAC Unity Cup special on SEN. I hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning, however you're putting it in. Sam Hargraves, Courtney Dempsey, former Bomber, now AFL Indigenous and Multicultural Ambassador. We do it all for the TAC, proudly supporting the Unity Cup, bringing multicultural communities together through the vehicle of Australian football, the TAC Unity Cup. 2008, this event started. It was an initiative of the Australian Federal Police, the AFL Multicultural Program and the Essendon Footy Club, who through the history of the game, have been at the forefront of most major advances when it comes to whether it be Sheeds and the Dreamtime game, Courtney, with Anzac Day, but especially in the Indigenous and multicultural space, Essendon have been one of the pioneers of that. It was a round robin game back then between four Muslim teams of local community members and representatives, and then members of the AFP and the Victorian Police. It was all about strengthening the ties between police and Muslim communities, as well as other culturally and linguistically diverse communities. And it was all through the appreciation of footy, Australian rules footy. In 2001, at the request of the Muslim community, two more teams, an Indigenous team and a Jewish team, were asked to participate. And now it's grown to a day that we're going to see today from 9 a.m. at La Trobe University in Bundoora, over 800 kids, 80 different teams, Courtney Dempsey, playing an AFL 9s style round robin game. I mean, this is an extravaganza now.
Yeah, it's going to be a big day. It's going to be a big day today, but I'm looking forward to it. Considering the climate that we've just come out of, you know, to see footy back again is just wonderful, and to see that much participants and teams to be back involved again is something to be excited about.
It's a great point you raise, and we've seen all kids and everybody, but we understand there has been a significant impact on kids during COVID because they haven't been able to socialise and haven't been able to play footy and what that does to their developments. But I'd imagine there's an extra layer of that when it comes to the kids that are going to be participating today, Indigenous kids and then kids from different multicultural and ethnic backgrounds. They could be, have been new arrivals into Australia, or they could, you know, their parents could have been. These kids that are going to be participating today are not only kids that have come from other countries, but those whose parents have and they've been born into a different cultural background and bringing them into the Aussie rules fold. But so I'd imagine and you would have known this through your work that you're doing in these communities, there's an extra layer of that disconnect when it comes to these kids.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about just Aussies in general with that disconnect, but with the newly arrived refugees or anybody from overseas, there is an even more massive disconnect with not just the community that they came from, but the community that they're entering. So it is massive, but look, this is what we're trying to achieve is bringing people of that demographic together.
We were speaking earlier about our favourite ad, which is the Google ad where the immigrant father and his daughter, and she's walking along after school, sees kids playing footy, tells her dad she wants to play footy. He Googles how to kick a footy and teach, they're in the park basically teaching each other, thanks to Google, how to handball. And you were saying off air that there's one part of that ad that I reckon it'll be a running joke out there today. What was the part that you were saying that he Googles after his daughter plays a good game?
Yeah, so his daughter plays a great game, and one of the spectators on the sideline mentioned to his father and said, "Your daughter's having a blinder." So he didn't understand what blinder meant. So he went back home and Googled what does a blinder mean?
What does a blinder mean? Yeah. So we're going to see a lot of blinders out there today. That is a beautiful ad. And that I love that ad to reference it in this conversation because it's very much an example of the outcome of the work that you guys are doing in the multicultural and diversity space, and the benefits that communities can give and gain in this space as well from people from different cultural backgrounds and have come from different countries. And then to see the dad at the end cooking the barbecue for everyone, you were talking about that's the other part. It's not just about the playing, it's about the participating. So we're going to see that in every facet today at La Trobe University. It's not just the kids playing, but there will be the parents if they can be involved in the volunteering. What else are we going to be seeing out there today?
Absolutely. Look, you're going to have obviously coaches that are of those ethnic groups out there as well. You're going to have some umpires that are around in that communities as well. So there's many different avenues that we're going to implement with this program that just doesn't target players and participants in that area. So we want to sort of grow the sport in many different facets. So, as I said, the coaching, volunteering, cooking the barbie like the father done on the ad, and just little things like that there that still keep them connected in some form with the game.
And that word is such an important word. And I know that that's a big word when it comes to the TAC's involvement as well. They... they see that the TAC Unity Cup, a big part of what they do in the Diversity Inclusion Week. They run their L2P program through this as well, which is about, it's a community-based volunteer program assisting learner drivers who don't have access to a supervising driver or vehicle get their 120 hours. So vicroads.vic.gov.au/TACL, the numeral 2P, to find out more about the TAC's L2P program. But they speak about the benefits of being involved in this. And it's not just the talent pathway programs, the leadership programs, the personal development sessions that come off this, that are available, the new skills, but it's the experience as well. It's the way to make friends, to keep fit, the positive impacts on the health and social well-being of the participants and the volunteers as well, who get the opportunity to be included and to become a part of the Aussie Rules footy community and to experience that connection. And that is that's an important thing for everybody in the world. But it can make the difference for someone who is either new to the country or finding their way in this country to gain that connection and that connectivity. You've seen it firsthand, the difference it can make.
Yeah, absolutely. We always ham on that connection with all the communities and how we can use AFL football as the vehicle for that connection. And this TAC Unity Cup is one of them.
The idea today too, I suppose there is that for the footy fan that might be listening, there is that romantic notion too. And there are so many more bigger things at play than just this. And we're very conscious of that. So this isn't all about, it's actually what I love about this day is that what the thing I'm about to talk about next is probably the least important thing out of the whole day, which shows you that the heart that this has, and the focus that this day has, the TAC Unity Cup, but the byproduct and certainly not the focus is that in amongst those 800 kids today, or more, yeah, there could be the next Bashahuli or the next Changuth Giath. That's for the footy fan that's either going to the AFL today to watch their favourite team, and I invite you, when you are doing that, to just have a look through the team sheet and notice the diversity that's there, and whether you think that there's enough or you know, not enough, or if it's noticeable to you or not noticeable, but take the time to have a look at it, because this pathway is one of the reasons why we're seeing a greater diversity in our great game. That's a pretty exciting prospect too, that you never know what might come out of this. And again, that's not the focus of it, but it could be the byproduct of it.
Yeah, no, that's right. You know, we don't obviously look at that in that sense.
No.
We obviously, as you said, we just want to get that involvement of participation in those communities with the game. And there's always going to be one that is one special diamond in the rough, you know. And we could potentially find one today. We could potentially find one later down the track. We don't know. But the byproduct of this is just amazing.
And absolutely.
And yeah, it's going to be one for the ages.
Looking forward to a really, really exciting day out at La Trobe University Bundoora, a special day as well. This is a big step for a lot of these 800 or so kids that might and hopefully do find their way to maybe your local footy club off the back of this, which is really what it's all about, and not just the kids being able to play, but their parents being brought into the fold as well, the other family members too that will all turn out to watch the games, to be part of that club, to enrich your local sporting club, to enrich your local footy club, enrich your local community. And it's a very, very good thing, and proudly supported by the TAC, of course, the AFL Indigenous and Multicultural Programs. Courtney Dempsey, the ambassador for that. Mate, enjoy today, and it's been great to learn a lot more about this fantastic program and this brilliant day, thanks to you.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to today, and hopefully it goes through pretty smoothly.
I reckon it will. Thanks for your company as well over the last hour at the TAC Unity Cup today from 9 a.m. At La Trobe University Bundoora. Good luck to everybody that's heading out there and playing today.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.